Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New York's biggest fan, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Okay, historically, WINS in New York City has been a part of just about every New Yorker's life. At one time or another, whether it's music, whether it's news, they are an institution, they are a staple, they are a must-listen, no matter what the format has ever been. And one of the reasons WINS continues to have the reputation it has as a leader in New York and American radio is on with us now, Wally Geis. Wally, an Icelander fan. It's the second period intermission. It's 3-1. Talk to me about John Tavares coming back to his home away from home.
I got breaking news for you, though.
Oh, 4-1. I'm sorry, 4-1.
Yes.
Okay.
Islanders are up 4-1, but yeah. Tavares back in the house, and Islander fans aren't too happy to see him, I don't think.
No, I know that you will forever have him in your heart, and I know that I'm sure you were shedding a few tears.
No comment. You know, some Islander fans were crying about it. You know, maybe taking after a certain Ranger goalie, you know, shedding the tears here and there. Sometimes it happens. Nothing wrong with that, right? But as the Islander fans have said to John a few times tonight, we don't need you. That's been the chant tonight. It's been the one that's been most often. After the last two goals, especially, the Islander fans serenading JT with, "We don't need you."
Yeah. How loud was the booing during the video tribute?
It was pretty bad. You know, I thought there was a lot of talk on the social media that, you know, there'd be some cheering, but there wasn't. It was all booing. I thought it was particularly funny that the Islanders chose to end the video with, "Thank you, John," in big letters, big words, "Thank you, John," across the scoreboard. And it was like, I mean, come on, thanks for what? For, you know, right, for walking out? I mean, I guess he scored a couple big goals and he made a few nice plays. But, you know, at the end, you know, it's kind of hard to thank the guy on his, you know, after he left you flat like that. No, Steve?
Yeah, very, very puzzling that the organization would do that. Not really having, as we say in the trade, Wally, the connection with the fan base. However, what is more important than anything is the 2 points that you're, what, 20 minutes away from getting?
Well, you don't want to jinx anything, but you know what I'm thinking? You know, John Tavares is going to see something on an Islander team that he didn't see in all those years he was in the jersey, and that's an Islander team that can hold the lead in the third period. It might surprise him because it was something he never saw when he was here. You know, maybe he was part of that, maybe he wasn't. But the case is this season, this first-place Islander team, one of the reasons is because they, you know, they take a lead, and they pretty much hold on to it.
You don't have, I mean, you'd love to have him on the team, sure, and you could use a little bit of offense. Everybody knows from that. But you're a better team without Tavares, and you have to feel good with who you have behind the bench coaching and who you have in the front office making decisions.
Well, absolutely. You know what, Barry Trotz, you know, he got some love from the fans here tonight. You know, I don't know if you guys are following along, but the Islanders, you know, Toronto scored a goal to tie it at 2. Trotz called a replay on an offside, and it turned out it was offside.
No, it was not. Well, no, he was not offside.
He was offside.
No, he was not.
What are you talking about? Barry, but in all seriousness, like you said, you know, they could use a player like him. There's been a lot of talk that the offense hasn't really been doing it. But you know what? You know what's telling tonight? 4 goals, 1 goal from each line. And that's pretty much what the Islanders have been doing all season long. You know, they have Barzal, they have Lee, they have some guys who can score, but it's really been a team effort, team offense, team defense. And that's what it's been tonight, 4-1 Isles right now.
All right. Wally, we'll see you in the hallway, and thanks for a few minutes here. Enjoy the rest of the game, and we'll see you probably tomorrow
night. Steve. You're a legend. Thank you very much. And let me tell you, on my way home, just for you, I'm going to take All Country Road.
Okay, Wally. Take care of yourself.
All right. Be good.
All right. Wally Geis of WINS. We have a few Icelander fans on the 10th floor, and this is where we get our guests. Other shows, of course, get their guests from the NFL Network, from E.J. Raddick with the NHL, with the network with them. We get our guests right here on the 10th floor. It saves a lot of time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.